Welcome to Town Talk on News Talk 1230 WFVA, sponsored by Green Line Service Corp. Over the next hour, you'll be introduced to business and local leaders impacting our community. Text your comments or questions directly to the studio at 540-371-5756. Now, the host of Town Talk, Ted Schubel.
It is the Central Rappahannock Regional Library in this morning, and we are going to talk about summer reading. It is that time of year, and summer reading is always a great time and a number of great programs to talk about this morning. A couple of guests from the library here. Amy Dillon is the Westmoreland branch. Amy is back. Amy, good to have you here this morning.
Hi.
Since you were here the last time, and I had made you a promise that I was going to come out to Westmoreland and see the Westmoreland branch and do a little feature on it. It hasn't happened yet, but it's a new year, as they say.
It is, and you should come visit. You should come visit for the summer. There's lots of things happening, and it's just a great place to come and see.
I have for so long heard about the Westmoreland branch and thought, I want to go there someday. So, and after I got to know you, I thought, well, I can do that. So one of these days, you'll see me knocking at the door.
There you go.
The Westmoreland branch. Annie Brulager is here, the assistant branch manager and youth services director at Salem Church. You were just here, Annie, so welcome back.
Thank you. Hello again.
So, well, we have lots to talk about. Summer reading appears to be a fun time at the library.
Yes. Yeah.
During the summer because of summer reading.
Yeah, it is. It's so much fun. It's something that in youth services, we're kind of gearing up for constantly. We start talking about summer reading essentially as soon as last year was done. And it is, it's very much like our Olympics and holiday season and all the big things for us. So
Lots of prep work goes into it. Every branch has something going on. Yeah. There's always something happening at the library, especially for the youth.
I remember as a kid doing summer reading you'd get a branch and then you cut out leaves and wrote books, as you read during the summer.
That's fun.
And you put it, and I still remember that. I mean, I was just a little kid doing that and I remember it. And I know my own kids had great memories of. At least they were great memories for me.
Maybe
they're not here to dispute that.
No, that's one of the fun things we like to do. So when kids sign up for summer reading at basically every branch, they get a piece of paper cut into a special shape. At Salem right now, it's all these different bugs, which we are getting great responses to. I think at Snow, it's been dinosaurs.
We've been
at
doing downtown. Dinosaurs.
Yeah, there's been bats. So there's been all these really fun, creatures that kids get to sign their name to show, hey, you're a part of this already. And then we put them on a wall so they create this kind of really funky art piece that kids can also go up to and see their name and realize that, like, oh, I am doing summer reading.
What's so cool is, despite all the technology and all the things that we have, summer reading still is the summer reading program. Still is the summer reading program, and both adults and kids have a good time with it.
Yeah, so it is at its base this very similar to what you might have done as a kid.
Right.
This year, our theme is Unearth a Story. So every year we have a theme. It's always really fun. This one, Unearth a Story, was great because everyone immediately was like, "There's so much fun things you can do." That you can unearth, again, dinosaurs, bugs, all sorts of things.
Yeah.
But yeah, so summer reading, it is for everyone. It's for all ages. And at the core, it really is meant to just foster a love of reading and learning and fill summer, which is such a magical time, I think, for everyone, particularly for kids, with like, hey, here's this little bit extra that if you do this, you can have an even more fun summer.
Right, and we'll get into summer slide and all that as we go along this morning. But it really is important to get your kids involved in summer reading and not just and not just sit around. And that's the great thing. You have fun programs this summer.
My gosh, I'm really looking forward to the Virginia Wildlife Center visiting. I think in about 2 weeks at each of the branches, except for the Spotsylvania Town Center, they'll have.
Science heroes.
Yeah. Oh my gosh, it'll be so much fun. But those visits are the best.
They are, like, yes, I know.
So much
really
fun.
Are.
Last year, Wilson the turtle came to visit, and I remember he stuck his head out of his shell and was like, well, I'm visiting all of you.
Yeah. He truly is an ambassador.
He really is the best. It was so much fun. I love when they come to visit. The animals are so, so great.
Every year, that is a big thing, and I'm not sure who has more fun, the kids or the library staff.
It's one of the things where I get a lot of volunteers of like, hey, we need someone to, you know, chaperone, quote unquote, which is mostly, it's getting everyone sitting down, and then it's like, well, what are you going to learn too? And I am always there. So I love it.
So registration is open until August 15th, and then you've got what, till the 31st of August to actually log things.
Yes. So summer reading has started. It started on the 15th. So we are going, since today's the last day of school, this is really where it's going to pick up. But yeah, everyone has until August 15th. And really August 31st to log. And then one of the things we always tell kids, because sometimes they're worried if they're traveling, that they have even a little bit of like extra buffer time to pick up their prizes. Mm-hmm. But we really try to fit the whole summer with stuff to do, things to log, and then easy ways to pick up all of your prizes.
Yeah. We're going to take a quick break and come back and jump in to talk about just the whole program and how it works. It is a summer reading, our focus this morning with the Central Rappahannock Regional Library. Amy and Annie in this morning, librarypoint.org if you need more information, or you can go to Facebook too. All kinds of information there about getting your kids signed up for summer reading. More on News Talk 1230 WFVA.
Welcome back to Town Talk on News Talk 1230 WFVA, sponsored by Green Line Service Corp. You can weigh in about today's topic on Facebook at WFVA 1230 and by text at 540-371-5756. Here's your host, Ted Schubel.
Annie and Amy from the Central Rappahannock Regional Library in this morning. Annie from the Salem Church branch, Amy from the Westmoreland branch library in this morning to talk about summer reading. It is underway, and again, registration runs through August 15th, and you have until August 31st to log your reading. So how does summer reading work? Run down what we need to know.
So the key takeaway for summer reading is read what you want all summer long. So any form of reading counts. You can read our books at the library, we do love that, but you can read your books, you can read a friend's books, okay. E-books, audiobooks, magazines, graphic novels, picture books you read to your kids, picture books your kids read to their siblings. Any form of reading counts, and the main thing behind that is instead of kids logging the amount of books they read, they will log their reading minutes. So that way we're rewarding the time that they're spending, and it removes the pressure of like, are you reading really fast or are you taking your time? So they log their minutes, and they can do that either in the Beanstack app, or we have a paper log at every branch. If adults are kind of like, I don't want another app, we do understand that. We can get a paper log. If adults are, you know, wanting the app, they can manage multiple kids at once, makes it super easy.
It's on the Beanstack app, which does have extra badges and challenges and different activities. Mm-hmm. It is so much fun. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, and one of the great things, and even though I don't listen to a lot of books on tape, I would rather read them, and I just haven't. But there is a great advantage to listening, especially for kids.
Yes. Yeah, it is. It's incredible to be told a story. It's something that people really gravitate towards, and it's wonderful. We have lots of families who will be doing long trips this summer. We have people who have, you know, commutes. We have folks who just need a little bit more going on in terms of like what they are listening to. And so if you're being told a story, that's a great experience to have and to share. So
when we were talking about summer reading and as kids, my favorite was going to the library during the summer and having an adult read to me.
Yeah.
That was
yeah.
the absolute best. And we do have some Grow Reader classes coming up during the summer that are special. So we have Father's Day, the summer reading kickoff, and also Happy Birthday America for the 250.
I know the library is really involved with the 250, especially a lot of these Virginia 250 programs around here.
Yes,
you're involved,
and it's one of those things that we have such a long list that the best way to do that is to go to our website. But I know one of the things that I'll be hosting at the Salem Church Branch is VA 250 Bingo. So if you are interested in playing bingo, that's going to be in June.
And we also have the VA 250 History Fair, which will also be at Salem Church,
right.
to celebrate the 250 years of America in Virginia with demonstrations, games, activities, and more on June 20th from 1 to 4.
So the VA 250 bingo, tell me about that. That sounds intriguing.
So I love bingo, and as it turns out, a lot of other people do as well. And so one of the really fun things we like to do is create bingo that instead of the numbers, we have pictures. So I know on this one, we have like a quarter and the 13 colonies, and I think I have like the buckle shoes and just visual things. So it makes it really easy for all ages to play. And it just adds an element of silliness to bingo, which already is a little silly and fun. So
when you say I love bingo,
I love bingo.
Because you don't often have people say that. So did you want to do this? Did you say, hey, if we're going to do bingo, we're going to do it at Salem Church?
No, so we knew we wanted to do events for VA 250, and we wanted to do a fun kids one, and all of the branches do something called Fabulous Friday, where one Friday of the month, yeah, we just pick a theme and we go kind of nuts. And so we knew we wanted to do VA 250, and June was going to be perfect because it was just sort of wrapping things up. And we wanted to have a draw that, in addition to the history element, would be a really easy thing to connect to. So it's like, oh, if we are telling people not only is it VA 250, but it's already this VA 250 bingo, it's going to be this big game. It just was a great way to add an element of fun, you know, from the first sentence.
Okay.
And I did also want to play bingo.
So, yeah. There you go.
There
yeah.
it is.
You
were
going to play it one way or another. You
That's
might
the
have
ulterior
it at your
motive
branch.
Is bingo's super fun. So.
And you're going to do it. Now, as we talk this morning, well, we're talking mainly for kids, but there is an adult component,
yes,
to summer reading, isn't there?
There is. So yeah, adults also love summer reading. It is about the enjoyment of reading and also showing kids that adults like to read just for a good time. They need to see that. And there are different activities throughout the summer at the library for adults as well. But I think at least all the adults I know, including myself, we need time to unwind and rest also, and reading is
right.
a great way to do that.
Yeah. Well, and the other thing, it's just sets a good example for your kids.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
It's one thing to say, you know, Amy, you're going to read tonight. You know,
right.
I'm going to go watch TV, and when you're done reading, come get me.
Right, right, right.
To model it seems like that's really an important thing.
Yes, because kids are learning constantly. It is essentially their full-time job, not just in school. And one of the best ways to impart how important this is to lead by example. And one of the things, though, for summer reading that makes it really fun is we love incentivizing the kids. We want them to read for their own enjoyment, but mm-hmm. we want to recognize that, you know, it is work, and for some kids it can be hard, and it's something that they are really taking on in a wonderful way. So we like to reward them with different sorts of prizes. So one of the main things we do are what we call brag tags, that are just milestone tags to show how much work they've been putting in. Like, this is incredible. You've read 150, 300, 500 minutes. And at certain levels, they get prizes. One of the big ones this year, similar to last year, Raising Cane's and Habit Burger have donated gift card vouchers so that kids can get free meals when they hit certain levels, which is awesome.
That was real popular last year,
that
wasn't
was
it?
Hugely
That's
popular.
What I remember.
That and we our teen participation just skyrocketed, and
it really did.
I don't think it was because of the books entirely. They were really excited for free food.
It was definitely prizes.
It was, yeah. And you know, food is you know, these kids have to eat every day, apparently. So, you know, this is a great way to make it fun. But also this summer, adults, when they do the program, they also get a prize, and they get a prize book, which is
okay.
really fun, because at the library, you know, our big thing is please bring our books back. That is the foundation. But for the summer, we have, you know, at special points, you can get a book that's yours to keep. You get to pick it out. And that is something that we are super excited to share with everyone.
you mentioned it about the both of you mentioned about the Beanstalk app, and that really is a great way to be able to log minutes. And like you said, Amy, that it's also on there. There are different badges and things you can win. So as you go, but if you're thinking I'm going to be overwhelmed, these are just more papers that I'm going to have to, you know, try to keep track of. If you can do it on the app, it's much easier.
Mostly it's just reading and then marking that you've read something or however many minutes. But like you were talking about having the books as prizes, we're very excited. The library was awarded a $6,000 grant from Robert Cullen O'Neill Memorial Fund of the Community Foundation. The grant covers the cost of the books that the kids and teens will win this summer.
Oh, okay.
They achieve those milestones. So that's, they get to also have books they get to keep.
Yeah. So again, that's important too, to be able to have a book that's
a book that's theirs, yours, that they earned by reading.
And they get to pick it out.
They get to pick it out. And
there were some great ones.
We get great books. Yeah. It is, you know, we're a little biased because we work at the library, but I love flipping through the prize books and being like, ooh, maybe this one or maybe this one.
We had one that actually had like push buttons with sounds. It was very exciting.
That's going to go fast.
I know.
Those are very fun. One of the things we should talk about is, as we talk about summer reading and signing up, and again, for more information on summer reading, librarypoint.org, if you need to find out more information, or just go into a branch and start talking to people. The other thing but about that is, especially with summer, and if you seem overwhelmed with things, bring your kids over to the library and, you know, get to know the Annies and the Amys and the others, because you all can give people a lot of great ideas.
Yeah, we can give a lot of great ideas, and also I think there's this balance of, oh, we want people to read more and participate and do all these things with us, but we understand folks are incredibly busy. Mm-hmm. There's so much going on. The to-do list is kind of never ending, and so we don't want the library to feel like another chore. What we want it to feel like is a little bit of respite, where it's like, hey, you get to come to a place where, because of your community, you can check out books and get a library card at no charge. You can attend all these wonderful events at no charge. We are open 6 days a week. We're open on Saturdays. We're open evenings. We have lots of things going on, but it doesn't need to feel like an obligation. It can kind of be a little mini vacation or retreat that you can give yourself.
And there are programs, but there's also different activities just to do at the library.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we have all sorts of activities for kids all summer. Discovery tables are the ones we have set up so that at any point you come to the library, there will be usually a STEM-based activity they can do, but also several branches have wonderful reading rooms. The one at Salem is coincidentally as far away from the children's section as it can be, so it's very calm, it's very serene, so it's a great option. And we just have all sorts of cool things going on that we hope are fun and feel like something you can enjoy and not just, oh, this is something I have to get done.
Oh, totally. Well, especially if you haven't been to the library in a long time. I remember initially when my kids were starting to get a little bit older, and to take them to the library after not having been there for a little bit, boy, especially the children's sections. Yeah. I mean, you all do such a good job of there. It's bright, it's colorful, it's animated, and Just set a child down in front of a stack of books, and they're going to have a ball.
Yeah, and we do get, I've had a conversation with several adults in my life where they have a moment where they learn I'm a librarian, or they're coming back to the library for the first time, and for many people there's a little moment of like, ooh, I haven't been to the library in years, or I haven't read a book on my own in
years. Or I never returned that book.
Or I never returned that book.
There's no fines, don't worry.
It's something really fun now to be like, oh, I don't care about that. That's fine. This is not, you know, we don't have some sort of contract where you need to be here, you know, this amount of time. It's great. Welcome back. There's, you know, you're never too late to come back to the library. That's totally fine. We are super excited to have you. The only danger you run into is now I'll be really excited to potentially show you things around the library. So
no, that's the risk. It's like when I discovered the Friends of the Library bookstore.
Yes.
I now have to I have to just keep my, when I'm going down Lafayette Boulevard, I have to just keep my focus ahead because I keep wanting to go there. I have so many books that are stacked up. And I know you both are thinking, well, there's nothing wrong with that.
No, that's great.
You know, checking out books from the library or acquiring books and then actually reading them are two distinct hobbies. They're two different pastimes.
Oh, I like this. Yes. I like this. I'm going to remember this.
Yeah. And this is because, you know, in terms of number of books at home, librarians are going to be the first person to point to and be like, how many books do you have at home? And I'm not going to tell you. But the nice thing, especially about checking books out from the library, is it's fine. You know, just bring them back and no harm.
Take
no
some
fun.
More.
Yeah, just take some more. It's totally fine.
Now, again, if it's been years, you'll be amazed at how things have changed and just how up to date and current the library is. But also just how you all really want to engage people who don't really even know questions to ask. You'll help them.
Right.
You'll help them learn.
Right.
You know. You know some of the places to go and some of the questions to ask.
Yeah, definitely.
That's what you guys. That's what you guys do.
That's what I. It's that's one of my favorite things to do. So I'm always thrilled, and we're kind of always working against the bias of librarians of the past, where it's like, oh, you're going to get shushed and you're going to get yelled at, and it just that's really not the environment.
No,
at
no.
all.
So is it true? Because I've always often talked to people and use the term, we need to use our library voices here, and people from the library have said, and you just mentioned it, Nanny, that library voices aren't really a thing anymore.
Yeah, I mean, it's very good when you are a person of any age, but particularly a child, to like start to recognize the environment you're in.
Right.
But in the children's section, no. Like, it's just not something we're worried about. I have no expectation that a toddler is going to be quiet.
No.
And if your child who's not a toddler is really jazzed about being at the library, the last thing I want to do is shut that down.
Sure.
So, yeah, it's really, that's just not the case anymore.
Well, this is a great time to re-engage with a library if you haven't, whether you have kids, whether you're an adult and you decide, hey, I want to win some prizes this summer. I want to be a winner this summer.
Yeah. Or you mentioned Friends of the Library. If you have gone to the library, checked out your book, you're looking for other things to do, they are also sponsoring the 41st Annual Music of the Steppe Concert Series.
And that starts this coming Monday. It's the first one,
yep,
I think.
Yeah.
Yes.
So great live music.
Yeah.
Again, at no charge to you. You just get to go sit in front of the beautiful downtown branch and enjoy really cool music. And again, you can pop into the library, sign up for summer reading or get your prizes, get a book, get a movie, get all sorts of cool stuff. Go sit on the steps, watch a show. And yeah, thanks, Friends of the Library, again.
Music on the Steps is such a great summer. Just like you said, you described it well. If you've got everyone has chairs out, and it's just a very it's a summer thing in Fredericksburg.
Yeah, definitely. There's been times where we weren't originally planning to go to Music on the Steps, but I've been downtown and heard it, you know, from like a block
right.
away, and it's like, oh yeah, like, and walking over and seeing just so many great and different people. I love seeing people who are like, oh yeah, we've been coming to this for, you know, 20 of the 41 years that this has been going on. And it's like, that is such a cool thing
yeah.
to be able to be a part of.
Yeah. It is a summer reading at the Central Rappahannock Regional Library. It is underway, librarypoint.org, to find out more information, or go on Facebook and you'll see information about summer reading. Amy Dillon and Annie Brulett are here this morning from the Central Rappahannock Regional Library, librarypoint.org. Why summer reading is important. We'll talk about that when we come back on News Talk 1230 WFVA. It is 8:31.
From the Fredericksburg FreePress.com studios, this is News Talk 1230 WFVA Fredericksburg, a Centennial Broadcasting Station. This is Town Talk on News Talk 1230 WFVA, sponsored by Green Line Service Corp. Miss a part of the show? No problem. Just subscribe to the Town Talk podcast on your favorite podcast platform. And now, back to your host, Ted Schubel.
We are talking summer reading this morning with the Central Rappahannock Regional Library. Annie Brulitter from Salem Church is here. Amy Dillon from Westmoreland is here this morning. One of the things, Amy, I just it's fun to have somebody from the Westmoreland branch here. You always see Westmoreland part of the Central Rappahannock Regional Library system. When I finally met you last year, I said, I've never met anybody with any connection with Westmoreland. But I would think summer reading for a rural system is even doubly important, that you're really a place where people really focus and bring their kids to.
Absolutely. And the last time I was on, we were talking about the Westmoreland Library on the Go van. And
yeah,
that's really exciting. We're taking summer reading to all of those folks as well. But in the library at Colonial Beach, they've started their Wacky Wednesdays, which was kind of like a watered-down version of Fabulous Friday. Mm-hmm. But they've already started their activities. And for Unearth the Story, they were playing with earthworms last Wednesday. And the kids were just holding them in so excited. I was horrified. I was like, I never want to touch a worm. But
yeah,
they were having a great time.
It's a great thing to learn about. Yeah. And yeah, the Westmoreland branches are so fun. We were talking about this earlier because Westmoreland is a very tight-knit community. So the Amy and the other staff at the Westmoreland branches really know not just their community as a whole, but individuals,
sure,
and their stories and what they care about. It's funny, I have cousins who live out there who are, it's one of those things where I've always called them aunt and uncle, but they're my dad's cousins, and I don't know how they're related to me otherwise. But so I've met with them at the library for one of their celebrations, and they love the library, and they love everything that Amy and the staff out there are doing, and really get that, like, oh, this is such a cool thing to be connected to.
My staff make everything there so magical. I cannot work without them. They're fantastic.
And that's great. That is a great thing, because I know the Salem Church is kind of my home branch, and
awesome,
so I've gotten to know over the years,
yeah,
people that are there. But having grown up in a real rural area, you do get to know the librarians, and you do, Amy, really have a. I mean, that really is a gift to be that close to the community.
It's
like
really
that.
It's really great. We get to know them, their children, their grandchildren, and just, it's lovely.
Yeah.
Well, and then I think one of the huge benefits of that, too, at all of the branches is as people start to come in and form this connection and realize that, oh, you know, Amy and I work at the library, but this is our system. It's the community's, mm-hmm, you know, in a huge way that they get to be a part of and they get to have, you know, a say in, but that helps really connect them to things like summer reading. So, like, getting that little bit of connection to the library helps us drive, like, you know, why are we doing summer reading? Why is it so important? Because it's hugely important. It's a really big deal. One of the things that we are sort of working to prevent, sort of our villain, is Summer Slide.
It's taken us 38 minutes into a show to mention Summer Slide. I don't think that's ever happened before, but that really is a thing. And you hear everybody talk about, everybody at all levels of education, and that really is a big deal.
The summer over, like, from second to third grade, I forgot all my multiplication tables.
Oof.
And my mother never let me forget it, and Summer Slide is a big deal.
It is, and I guess the benefit of not talking about it for a bit is it's not the most fun part. It is the thing that's sort of in the background we're trying to work against.
Yeah.
So Summer Slide is essentially, it's the effect of if kids leave school at the end of May, today's the last day, and go back in August, if nothing happens to help them sort of exercise their brains in between, there's really significant loss in, you know, what, not necessarily their knowledge, but kind of like their muscle of learning.
Sure.
So,
mm-hmm,
and then, you know, the school year starts and there's only so much easing in, and so then there's that feeling of like, oops, you're starting from behind.
Yeah.
And the tricky thing with that is it is cumulative. So every summer,
yep,
if you're starting a little bit behind, a little bit behind, a little bit behind, that builds up. And, you know, aside from forgetting your multiplication tables, which is tragic.
It was terrible.
How could that happen?
But it can have kind of bigger impacts on a kid as they progress through school and
right,
kind of learn,
sure,
and start to plan their futures. So the wonderful thing about summer reading for us, and what really helps us sell it, is instead of it being like, you need to do homework over the summer so that you,
yeah,
are ready for the next year, it's like, oh, if you read whatever you want. And truly, any book, any audiobook, anything will help keep your brain active in a way that, you know, it is taking information, they are learning. So then when they start school, they're kind of primed, they're ready to continue learning in that more structured way.
And I guess that's kind of the great thing of summer reading. You know, yes, you read anything you want.
Yes.
And overall, that's a good strategy anyway, not to force your kids to read, you know, you will read, you know, War and Peace. And, you know, enjoy it. And, you know, you're looking at that, you know, read some things for kids. Read things that they like.
Yeah, particularly because I think for all people, part of becoming a person is resisting things a little bit. And one of the things that we work really hard to at the library is trying to create something that doesn't feel imposed, because there is that natural, like, resistance of, like, oh, I don't want to be assigned something. Mm-hmm. I want to be invited to something. And so it's a very different feeling. But, yeah, I had to, before my junior year of high school, read Moby Dick, which is a wonderful, beautiful book. I was not about it being told I had to read
it. Sure.
And I grew up to be a librarian. Like, I reading's been a really big part of my life, my whole life, but man, I hated that whale because it wasn't fun. It was very much like, you have to do this. So that is, we don't want that. We want kids and teens and adults to be like, oh, I found something I really enjoy.
Like, encourage them, let them find what they like.
Yeah. Or if they find stuff they don't like, I'm happy to hear about it.
So. Right. I like knowing, like, what have you enjoyed? What have you not enjoyed? Mm-hmm. What have you tried?
Yeah, I think one of the best conversations I ever had with a group of teens at the library was they'd read a book and they liked it all right. They were very passionate, but we talked about all of the red flags in the main kind of romance in the story. And like all of the things that if you saw that in real life, you'd be like, oh, this is very toxic. And they had a great time dissecting it. But, you know, the key part was it wasn't assigned to them. It was something they got to do and be excited about. I had at least one kid who didn't finish the whole book, and that was fine. That was that, you know, the time you spent reading it still counted, and then move on to something you enjoy.
And I guess that is the thing too. If you are reading something you're not enjoying, just be able to put it down and just say, it's not working.
And sometimes you're not the right reader at the time too. Maybe it's not for you at that time. Maybe now is the time for Moby Dick.
Maybe. We'll see.
Maybe.
That's my big summer project. I don't know about
Amy,
that.
Amy, you can do Moby Dick this summer.
I'll do multiplication tables, and Amy can read Moby Dick.
Right.
That's great.
I've already read it. I'm sorry.
Yes.
Technically so.
Annie, we're going to get you into Moby Dick this summer. That's going to that's going to be the thing.
No, that'll be my new passion.
I can remember one of a summer of reading The Old Man and the Sea by Hemingway. It's not a long
Another
story.
Another great book.
And I did it on my own.
Oh, see, and
I loved
difference.
It. And that kind of opened up to the fact that, you know what, I can enjoy some of these things.
Yeah.
Speaking of Old Man and the Sea, I would just like to say for book groups, you know, sometimes you have assigned reading and sometimes you get to read what you want. And we had a book group where we were going to do, you know, choose your own. And someone was like, I'm finally going to do it. I'm going to read Old Man and the Sea. And they got the audiobook. They were going to listen to Donald Sutherland read the book. And they were so excited. And they were like, I can't do it. It was awful. I didn't enjoy it. And then halfway through book group, someone else showed up and they were like, you guys, I read the best book. I did Old Man and the Sea. Donald Sutherland read. It was so good.
See, it just depends.
Maybe you're not in the mood for it. It's okay.
And really I will say, even though thankfully it's not that long, but I was kind of, it was kind of like Moby Dick.
Yeah.
It was kind of like Moby Dick, Annie, where at some point I'm just like, just get, do something with the fish.
Yeah.
It's ridiculous.
It just is. The approach means so much. And so one of the fun things we get to do too is go into the schools and talk to all the students about, please, you know, sign up for summer reading. We have these flyers. Here's all these great things. And it is, we emphasize the fun. One, it's just honest. Summer reading is so much fun. We do so much. Any day you come to the library, we have something going on. But again, of like, hey, we don't want to create something that feels like an obligation, that feels like, oh man, your mom or dad or grown up is going to drag you here and you have to do that. It's like, no, like you get to come here. We're going to have so much fun. We really want it to be a good time.
And like you said, your teachers will thank you, because we could go back. We could go back and find Amy's teachers, her math teachers, and how disappointed they were and how she held the whole class back. And there are a lot of things that we can decipher from all of this.
This is why I work in a library and I'm not a mathematician.
Yeah, librarians and math, numbers are typically not our strong suit, but it's okay because we can be open to it. In addition to the reading element, we have other events. So we have summer reading. You can come to the library to get your prizes, sign up if you haven't, put your name on the wall on your bug or your bat or your dinosaur. But then also we'll have things like we talked about a little earlier, wild stories, where we'll get to see real wildlife animals in the library.
Yep.
The mall branch will have science heroes, which is a super cool combination of storytelling and science experiments, where they always pull kids from the audience.
It's so much fun.
Last year, a kid got to use a leaf blower and was, you could just see it of oh, this is amazing. Kids have power tools. And then one of the huge things we do is lunch at the library. So that's one of my favorite things we get to do, because it's similar to the summer slide. 2 months is a big gap, and for a lot of our kids who are getting lunch at school, that can be kind of a big imposing thing. So at our Fredericksburg branch, our Howell and Salem Church branches, we have lunches during the summer. There are all of these details all are on our website, but we do partner with Fredericksburg City Public Schools and Hub of Hope, and so Fredericksburg lunches will start June 15th, and at Howell and Salem, our lunches will start June 16th. So, any day, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday at Salem Church, but you show up, you're 18 and under, you can get lunch.
So, a lot of different things going on, and that's why I go to librarypoint.org to find out more information about just how to get involved. And if you've got any questions about, you're concerned about how you're going to get through the summer, the library and summer reading can play a big part.
Yeah, and we are really excited to do that. So, and one of the fun things at Salem with our lunches is we like to have activities and games and stuff that we're doing otherwise. So there's always a good chance we'll be playing some variation of bingo if I get my way, but we also have things like Connect Four and coloring pages and all sorts of cool stuff.
Always lucky, Andy, to get that. You get that bingo game in if you can.
I love board games. I love bingo. I love Scrabble. It's a passion.
So there are a lot of things, and again, if you really are kind of at a loss to even recommend what kind of books. As you look at summer reading, think I wouldn't even know what to tell my kids.
Yeah,
that's where Amy can go in and you can talk to a librarian or come in and you'll sit down with anybody and talk about here are some things to look about, here are some things to attack.
Well, and one thing that's fun too is we'll have folks come in and ask for book recommendations, and we start having a conversation. And it goes a completely different route than what we're expecting.
Yeah.
So I had a kid come in, fourth grader, who loved Magic Treehouse, books, and wanted more books like that. And I was like, great. So adventure, history, siblings, I don't know, magic. What do you like about this? And they looked me right in the eyes and went, I love treehouses, and I want to build a treehouse. And it's like, okay, we are going not in a story direction then. So we got all of these books on, building and construction, and they were elated.
Really?
It was just that is...
See?
Yeah, it was when you say magic treehouse, that's not the element I think of exactly, but that is what they honed in on. They loved this idea of a treehouse, and I hope theirs was just as magic as the one in the books.
So that's why you go and talk to a librarian.
Yeah. We're super fun.
Librarypoint.org is again for information on summer reading. It is underway at the Central Rappahannock Regional Library, and again, if you've got the Beanstack app or other tools to monitor or to keep track of reading, if you think, because I if left to me in, on a piece of paper by the middle of July, I don't know where that piece of paper is.
Which is also fine. Like, when it comes to tracking, we are not the IRS. If you I think I read an hour, but I'm not sure. I don't need to see a stopwatch. It's you know, give yourself the grace to be like, I'm going to round up a little bit and go from there.
Yeah. Absolutely.
It is Amy and Annie in this morning from the Central Rappahannock Regional Library as we talk about summer reading. Quick break. We're going to wrap this up when we come back on News Talk 1230 WFVA.
It's the only local talk show in Fredericksburg. Welcome back to Town Talk on News Talk 1230 WFVA. Sponsored by Green Line Service Corp. Subscribe to the Town Talk podcast on your favorite streaming platform to hear Town Talk anytime, 24/7, 365. And now, Ted Schubel.
Great stuff this morning with the Central Rappahannock Regional Library. Amy from the Westmoreland branch, Annie from the Salem Church branch. Annie, you're sort of my personal. Because Salem Church is where that's my branch. So there's a connection there with us. So.
That's great. I love hearing that.
I love Salem.
That makes me feel awesome.
Salem Church. Hey, so did you look at things to read this summer, Amy? What would you if I came into the Westmoreland branch and said, Amy, I don't know what to read. What do you suggest? What are you reading?
I would say you need Project Hail Mary by Andy Weir. It is my new favorite, and I brought you a copy.
You brought me a copy for real?
Yeah.
You mean I get to keep this?
As a present, yeah.
I get to keep it. We talked about keeping a book.
And this is what it feels like.
Yeah.
Oh, I like this. So what is this about?
Well, first of all, I'm going to say it's science fiction, which for me was not something that I really wanted to read. And I was like, I think there's a movie coming out. Maybe I'll read this. And I started it. And it was so good. And then I had to go to work. And I was so sad that I had to leave my book behind.
So a lone astronaut, an impossible mission, an ally he never imagined.
Yes, yeah. It is so good, and I got to work right at the most crucial part where he sees an alien ship, and I was like, I can't go to work right now. And
you called out.
See, this is what books can do, though.
They do, and it was so good. It was a fantastic book, but I think chapter 13, I was like, everyone should read this book. I'm preaching the gospel of Project Hail Mary.
Yeah, I love sci-fi, so Andy Weir, a lot of people might know him for The Martian, which is also a great movie.
Oh, that is. Yeah, yes. I read that book. Yeah.
And so I reread The Martian and Project Hail Mary probably like every year-ish. Aww. I don't know. They've become kind of comfort reads, but they're really fun. They're really just always a mood booster for me, but...
I'll read this, because I like The Martian.
I had a customer, actually, who came back to the Newton branch yesterday, and I had ordered that for her, and she saw me, and she's like, I know you ordered this for me. I saw it, and I thought, I am not going to read this. It's science fiction. She thought Amy must have ordered it, and she said she loved it. So,
nobody, all the years of and all the guests from the Central Rappahannock Regional Library, no one has ever given me my very own book.
Well, you're welcome.
That's great. This is the first. And again, that's what it feels like when you sign up for summer reading, and all you have to do is read what you want, and then you get a book.
I love that adults are going to get books now, too.
Yeah,
kids and teens are already getting books, and now adults are actually able to get books,
too.
I'm really excited
to see how many adults want to do that, because it is... There are so few things where it's like, oh, I worked hard or I did this thing that's my hobby and I enjoy it and my reward is my own benefit, which is awesome and we love that. But sometimes you want something you can like hold.
We've been chatting it up that people are getting books and they're so excited.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm so excited. This like makes my day.
Yay.
This is the launch.
This is just what we talked about. Again, you've got till August 15th to sign up. August 31st is when you have all
everything logged in.
But have fun with this summer. Yeah. I think that's kind of the big takeaway that you both have talked about. Have fun with reading.
Yeah, that's our huge takeaway. We love it, but we know for lots of people, you know, there's lots of things that are kind of going on in their lives. So we want to make sure it feels like something enjoyable, that they know they can get a little bit of a reward. That they can read whatever they want. So if you like sci-fi, Project Hail Mary is a really great option. If you like realistic fiction, we have a ton. I just finished Demon Copperhead by Barbara Kingsolver,
so good,
which had been on my list forever. It was devastating. I really enjoyed it. I'll never read it again. What's it called?
Demon Copperhead.
Okay. Yeah. We also have, you know, tons of graphic novels.
David Copperfield's like an Appalachian retelling of David Copperfield, and it is tragic and horrible and beautifully written.
Yes.
Okay.
But if you want something a little like more lighthearted, we have tons of graphic novels, and I just finished the graphic memoir Anxiety Land, which is a graphic artist who writes about being diagnosed with anxiety, or not being diagnosed with anxiety as a child, but like how it felt to have panic attacks and kind of her journey through that. And the art is so fun. And the book is, you know, I read it in one sitting, so.
Well, Annie, you're always welcome back because you're from Salem Church. And Amy, you're always welcome back because you gave me a book.
Yes.
No one else has done this. LibraryPoint.org. LibraryPoint.org, summer reading with the Central Rappahannock Regional Library underway. Amy Dillon and Annie Brulater, thank you both.
Thank you for having us. Come to the library.
Send us for summer reading.
WFVA, sponsored by Green Line Service Corp. The views expressed by the host and guests on this program are their own and not necessarily those of this station, its management, or Centennial Broadcasting. Hear the show anytime by subscribing to the Town Talk podcast on your favorite streaming platform. The Glenn Beck program is next on News Talk 1230 WFVA.